Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning into our next chapter, Widows Ministry Talk Show, and hope that you are doing okay tonight. The purpose of this ministry is to embrace widows and to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed, 1 Timothy 5:3. That means that you are very special to God. Tonight we're going to go back to, I want to finish up the ABC from the spiritual refreshment for women. And we're on the letter P tonight. And I want to get back to that. But I wanted to also talk about we talked about last week, crying until the tears dries up. Well, I want to read something from GriefShare. GriefShare is an organization that works with churches that you can buy into their program for 13-week session during grieving, your grieving process. You can take those sessions, and it's 13 weeks, and it's always it's available to churches in your local church, in your local area. Sorry about all of that. And if you go on the website, you can find where a church that is in your area that you can go to instead of trying to go all the way for 25 or more miles. You can get something that's really within a 7 miles radius of your home. And you can go to those 13 session, and also they have Surviving the Holiday during where churches have during November and December to help you go through your grief process and the loss of loved ones. And that one thing is a very good thing. I have an email that's sent to me every day. They'll send you an email with special messages, and it seems like they are talking to you. They know exactly what you're feeling, and it's always perfect for that day. And I hope that you will, if you have a computer, that you will go ahead and sign in and have your daily email sent to you from GriefShare. And I was reading one today. This is not the current one for today, but this was one that I had been read for a few days. And when I read this, I know we talked about crying last week, and this is perfect example of ways that you can, you know, it tells you about, you know, the story I'm going to be reading. It tells you about someone who can't seem to stop crying, but crying is healthy for you. It's a good thing to get it all out. And let me tell you the story where GriefShare mentions in their message for that particular day. Indicated that Barbara, this lady named Barbara, shared practical advice that she had once given to a woman who could not stop crying because of grief. Her plan involved accelerating your emotions by releasing them for a set time each day. She said, this woman worked at a department store and she was selling clothes and she was crying all over the clothes. This is really a funny story. This woman worked at a department store and she was selling clothes and she was crying all over the clothes. She said, I can't seem to stop crying. I just can't seem to stop crying. I just cry all the time. Well, she told this lady this is something that she did in the past when she had lost a loved one. She said, go into your room when you go at home, go into your room and be sure that you are home alone. Turn on some sad music, lock the door, and then just pound the pillows and cry and grieve and let the emotions out. Set a timer for 30 minutes. Then every day lessens the timer by 1 minute. By the end of 30 days, you will have exhausted yourself with all this crying. So after about a week, she saw Barbara again, and Barbara said to her, you know, I did just what you said, but I have only done it in 1 week, and I can even work. I can work all day now at the store, and I don't even cry on clothes anymore. So it does help when you can stop and address these things in different ways. And she said, tears are good escape. It's good help. So, and she thinks God sent us tears as an escape measure. We need to cry. Release your tears for a time, but learn to compose yourself for other times. I thought that was very funny, the way she did, you know, what she told her to do. But there's a scripture that the Father has is great, that is attached to this story. This is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says, I have heard your prayers and seen your tears, and I will heal you. That's coming from 2 Kings, the 20th chapter, the 5th verse. So just knowing that Lord hears your cry, you're not alone. He hears every moment of it. So now we're going to go into the alphabet, letter P. And I want to talk about the word peace for a while. The word peace is a state in which there is no war or fighting. That's the definition in Webster. And a Theorus synonym says calm and quiet. Jesus said, peace be still. When Jesus was in the boat with the disciples, the water got very rough, and the disciples began to get scared, and they feared what was going to happen. So they woke up Jesus, and Jesus said to the storm, peace be still. Spirit in you should always be active. Sometimes it may feel powerful. Excuse me one second. I made a mistake, the wrong passage. Today you should consider the definition of peace. Is it lack of conflict or fear in my life, or is it something more? Does sincerity come from the absence of worries, or am I just exchanging one set of tears for another? Still, the peace of God surpasses all understanding. I am divinely sure that I can let go of worries and fear because God is in charge. Yes, let God be in charge of your life. Still, the peace of God surpasses all understanding. Surrender to the peace of God within. Feel God's loving presence around you, loving you and keeping you safe. Let God guide you with his words and action, knowing that God is using you as a conduit for goodwill. As you surrender to the peace of God within, it will fill you with peace in mind and heart. God comforts you and smooths your soul. A scripture relating to this: the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guide your heart and your mind. That's coming from Philippians 4:7. Practice peace in a quiet moment sometimes. Just sit and be at peace. Just sit and be quiet. And just get in a quiet moment. You know what is good too? I have a CD that I play, and that music is so soothing. And what I do, I just sit there, and also even if I'm not sitting still sometimes, even in the room, I get that peace that God is right there with me. You allow God to come in, because sometimes when we're busy doing so many different things, even if God spoke to us, we wouldn't hear him because we're so busy multitasking and doing all these different things. So it's time. It is important to have that quiet moment so God can, you can hear him speak to you. No matter where you are or what situation you find yourself in, peace is always available to you. Peace is a not a conflict. It's free from conflict or turmoil. It is knowing of calm, serenity, and tranquility. acknowledge that in your life that there is a situation that may leave you feeling unsettled. In times of change or challenge, may unchecked thoughts can turn to worry or fear. Actions may become rough and reflective. Knowing this, you must make a conscious effort to calm your thoughts and practice peace in this moment. Taking a few deep breaths, that is a good thing to do too as well. Sitting down and taking several deep breaths. And also pause and hit the rewind button. Listen to the peace. Just say, peace be still. Affirm that God is present right where you are, guiding you to the right and perfect outcome. In Mark 4:39 it says, he spoke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace be still. Then the wind ceased and there was a dead calm. Yes, you can feel that peacefulness. All you have to do is just be still. Continuing on talking about the word peace, in Isaiah 26:3 it says, you, Lord, give true peace to those who depend on you because they trust you. Peace is the kingdom of God, what oxygen is in the atmosphere. Considering this true, you may be wondering why you so often feel this way, feel anxious sometimes. Think of it this way. Though oxygen in the air around you, it's important that you breathe it into your lungs, for it does do good. You must choose to let God rule you in your heart. You must invite him in. As you open your heart to him, the peace will follow. In Colossians, the third chapter, the 15th verse, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. God often uses peace as a way of giving his children guidance. When you are praying about important decisions or life changes or choices you have to make, you should pay close attention to the amount of peace you have concerning it. In any case, you should not move when your peace is replaced by a sense of anxiety or unrest. Move back into the other direction until the peace returns. You will never go wrong as long as you follow the peace. The next word in the alphabet is still peace. It's power. God gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. In Isaiah 40, the 29th verse. In the time of Jesus, widows and orphans were the most disadvantaged members of society. They were essentially powerless in a culture where women were not valued except through their husbands. Their disenfranchised women are often mentioned in the New Testament. However, Jesus made it clear that they were to be treated kindly, with respect, and taken care of. He raised them from their loss. He raised them from their loss, then nothing status to full acceptance in the body of the believer. You are never powerless when you belong to him, our Heavenly Father. In Colossians, the first chapter, the 11th verse, be strengthened with all your power according to his glory, might, that you may have great endurance and patience. There are enough hours in the day to do a woman's work. No matter we often feel exhausted and unhappy. The Bible says that there is a remedy for our endless activity. He strengthens us, empowers us to push through and get our job done. Sometimes he does that by empowering us to say no when we should, rest when we should, and keep our lives balanced. Yes, it's so important to keep your life balanced. Ask him for a transfusion for your life. Yes, we all need that, very much so. The next word is still in the peace, is praise. God wants us to praise him. He truly deserves to be praised. I love Psalms 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall be continuously in my mouth. Coming from 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, the 9th verse, ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a particular people, that ye should show forth the praises of God who has called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Your life is a song of praise that raises to God your Father. It is what he has worked so hard to accomplish. It is why he sent his son Jesus to live and die and rise again. You are his trophy, his prize, the sure and certain reward of his great sacrifice. Each time you say yes to life, yes to love, yes to eternal value, you are praising God. It's important to him for us to praise him. Psalms 9, 1 through 2 says, I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. Your life is a form of praise, but your words of praise are even more precious to your Heavenly Father. Don't you know that? His Holy Spirit who lives within you carries them straight to the throne. Why are your praises so dear to him? Because unlike other creatures, your praise are not innate. They are the free expression of your heart. You choose him when you should have chosen so many others. Lift your voice to him. Bring him great joy. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall be continuously in my mouth. The next word is prayer. In Philippians 4:6 says, pray and ask God for everything you need, always giving thanks. Yes, prayer is quite simple conversation with God. What a joyous privilege we know to be able to speak to him, Almighty God, whenever we desire. How could you ever get enough of those time with him? Meet with him often to talk about your life. Yes, talk about your problem, your situation. Tell him your troubles and leave your worries at his feet. Confess your sin to him and receive his forgiveness. Tell him how much you love him and how grateful you are to be his daughter. He's always ready to listen. Yes, he is. Always ready to listen. Don't care how many people are sending prayer and messages and talking to him. He's always ready to listen. Jeremiah 29:12-13 says, when you call upon me and I come and pray to me, I will hear you. When you search for me, you will find me. If you seek me with your whole heart, just like I said, he's always there. Is there a great need in your life, something that you have struggled with and struggling with the grief that you're dealing with right now? God says to bring it to him, not just once, but again and again and again. Keep asking. Keep reminding him of his promises. Like a child who campaigned for a new bite, never give up. Seek God and keep on seeking him. He hears you each and every time. He will reward your persistence and your patience after he proves your heart. The next is present of God. Close your eyes and imagine yourself sitting on a beach. Close your eyes. A warm breeze tingling in your skin and comforting sounds of waves breaking on the shore. Think of yourself in a garden. The sound of songbirds and every chanting. Fragrance in every direction. Place yourself anywhere, but know that nothing can compare to being in the presence of God. The treasure of the universe are stored there. His love surrounds you, and peace flows like a beautiful river. Come and enjoy the presence of God. God loves you, and to be where he is, it's so special, the feeling that the Holy Spirit will dwell in you. He dwells in them, but he also feels the distance between them and in you, in every atmosphere, in every impossible, becomes possible, and love becomes manifest. God urges you to meet together with other believers regularly. He knows what you need, and all you have to do is follow his guidance. I ask you right now to meet the Next Chapter Widows Ministry this coming Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. We meet every third Saturday in each month, and the location is at my home. So meet us there and come and enjoy fellowship with other widows, old and new. And also I will be preparing our continental breakfast. Come and share and listen how God has blessed and gotten others through their grieving process. I hope that you have been encouraged by these words, and I hope that you will have a great week. Just continue to be still and know that God is in the presence of all of your struggles, or your day. Just take time to be quiet and be still. Peace, be still. Be blessed. Tune in again next week, the same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and good night.
You can live through it. and downs. Have you ever been there? One day you're smiling, the next day you're fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of thinking like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, 'cause you never imagine, how could this be God? It cannot be God. I can only tell you what He told me.
He told me.
This is what He told me.
Live through it.
He said, James,
grow through it.
You will.
Get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just pray through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
So live through it.
Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just let you down.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows. Everyone who will leave you is better that way. Don't let them stay.
They didn't deserve you.
Didn't see it coming, and now you feel broken. How could this be God?
This can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can only tell you what He told me.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pains.
Grow through it.
Your family needs you to
get through it.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just pray through it.
You gotta pray through
it.